Nolte, Woke United Airlines admits it will no longer train most qualified pilots. By John Nolte on April 7, 2021. In today's edition of The Woke Gestapo Have Gone Stark Raving Mad. I give you United Airlines admitting its primary objective is not to hire the most qualified pilots for a training course that decides who will pilot airliners full of hundreds of souls. No, the top objective is skin color and vaginas. Yes, the wokeitards at United Airlines are openly bragging that when it comes to its training program for its pilots and co-pilots and navigators, skin color and vaginas come before skill and experience. Our flight deck should reflect the diverse group of people on board our planes every day. The sociopaths at United Airlines tweeted Tuesday. That's why we plan for 50% of the 5,000 pilots we train in the next decade to be women or people of color. Are you kidding me? Have you seen the people who fly on airlines every day? Are these the people you want flying the plane? You know, the people who need to be taught how to put on a seatbelt? The people who try to jam a 100-pound bag into a 5-pound hole? The people who bring an entire roasted chicken to eat on the flight? This is how far gone the wokeitards are. They are now openly bragging about the skin color and vaginas of their pilots as opposed to their skill and experience. When someone on Twitter brought the whole skill and experience thing up to United, in a follow-up tweet, United's response was somehow more terrifying than its original tweet. All the highly qualified candidates we accept into the academy, regardless of race or sex, will have met or exceeded the standards we set for admittance, the tweet read. What? Read that tweet again very closely and what you will see is United openly admitting it will no longer pick the most qualified for its training programs. Instead, they will choose candidates based on skin color and vagina status. As long as, and here's what's scary, those with the correct skin color and vaginas meet United's minimum standards. In other words, if the minimum standard is, say, 25 points, and those with the correct skin color and vaginas score a 26, they will be trained to fly your plane. They will be affirmative action in over someone with the incorrect skin color and no vagina who scored a 35. This is insane. This is not only an insane admission on United's part. It is insane that the dominant culture is so deranged by wokeitardery that United believed it was okay to make this insane admission in public. Let me ask you this. Does anyone want to fly a plane run by an airline using the same training qualifications currently destroying the corporate media in Hollywood? See, this is why I purchased a little camper. I pilot that shit. Me. And my wife doesn't have to stand in line for an hour to get frisked by some bureaucrat before she boards. And we don't get dirty looks from snotty waitresses who call themselves flight attendants just because we want a Coke. And if we crash, there's no 35,000-foot drop because someone with a vagina met the minimum standard. And I can bring my dogs and guns. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.